This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio or at venues around the city, and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes, and you might even find your next favorite artist or band. And of course, if you like what you hear, please make sure that you rate and review the show so other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Mount Joy. I'm Megan Suma, and I'm here with host Alisa Ali at WFUV. Alisa, this episode is slightly different than our usual format. We got to catch up with Matt Quinn of Mount Joy at City Winery for a special event for WFUV, but we were actually really surprised on the day of that he was also joined by two other of the Mount Joy band members. So we actually ended up getting 3/5 of the band, which was truly incredible. It was a beautiful show filled with really special sentiments about the importance of public radio. So talk to me about this show, hosting the show, and getting to chat with Matt Quinn of Mount Joy backstage before he went on.
Yeah, so great to talk with Matt Quinn of Mount Joy again. And I always say the more the merrier with this band. So we were so pleased that Sam Cooper and Jackie McLeod were also able to join for this stellar performance at City Winery, which included songs from their new album, Hope We Have Fun, as well as some older tunes that we've loved for a long time. And by the way, this is a band that's been to our studios a few times before, so I highly suggest that you check out their previous sessions at WFUV.org. It's so cool to see how far this band has come. Matt talks about their humble beginnings and how important it is to maintain a positive and hopeful attitude of joy in making music with his friends. And I know that he tries to avoid that word in particular since it is in the name of his band, but you know, there really is no getting around it with their music. We're going to start off the session with their Highway Queen. It's Mount Joy live from City Winery.
Well, there's only a few pines left by the highway side, and their whistle as the wind rips straight through your pride. Baby, it's on your eyes and mine, and the stars that grows in time. Oh, cause you left home on that airplane running and never look back. She can tell it's on. My highway queen must be out in the sun day, and I want you to know I'm back. We can slow it down and then let it back. And I want you to know nobody's leaving. No, I ain't scared. You're deep. That's just what makes. Stars pulled up about a quarter to nine, and you were lying on my car. You were taking your time, baby. It's on your hands and mine. In this world, you come so far to find. Oh, cause you left home on that airplane running and never looked back. But you can tell it's on. My highway queen must be out in the storm day. And I want you to know I'm back. We can slow it down. That's just what makes you. That's just what makes you. That's just what makes you a real thing. can tell it's gone. My highway queen must be out in the snow there. And I want you to know I'm behind you. We can slow it down and let it burn. And I want you to know that's just what makes you, that's just what makes you a real thing.
Thank you guys very much. Appreciate you guys very much.
Mount Joy live at City Winery for an FUV live session. I am Alisa Ali, sitting here with Matt Quinn of Mount Joy. It gives me great joy to be with you, Matt. Thank you so much for that wonderful performance.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Congratulations on your new record. It's your fourth full-length album, Hope We Have Fun. And it's kind of a mantra for you, right? It's kind of your working idea of what you want for life.
Yeah, I think for us, it was like we reached a point in our career where we checked a lot of the boxes. You know, we were traveling around in a van just trying to get people to show up. And then all of a sudden you're at Madison Square Garden and it feels like at that point, you know, we were just playing with house money. And there's a lot that we've gone through as a band. And, you know, it takes a lot to continue and tour and be away from your family. And we just kind of reached this point where we're like, you know what, let's surrender to it. And I hope we have fun. Like, I hope we come together and get closer as people and musicians and make music together because we love to do it.
Nothing brings you closer together than like being in it, in the thick of it, like on the highway for miles and miles, eating fast food and, you know, waiting to use the bathroom and things like that.
100%. Yeah, yes. Like, it's funny, but that is sort of the mantra, as you said. It's like just leaning into it. And, you know, you can put a lot of pressure on yourself when you get to this stage. It feels like the stakes are high, but we just kind of are trying to flip it around and be like, well, it should be fun. Like, this would be a dream, you know, if at any moment you ask 15-year-old us if we'd like to be in this spot, we would say heck yeah, you know. So yeah, just trying to make sure we keep the main thing and have fun making music together.
Music is made a lot easier when you're having fun, right?
100%.
So some of these songs I think you worked on and they didn't quite work and you were like, let's shelve this for a while and we'll come back to it. Talk to me a little bit about you know, the importance of patience and coming back around to things, because you could have just scrapped some things and then completely just started new on some ideas, but you got some great songs by revisiting.
Yeah, I think like our thing is, you know, we're not one of those bands, or at least I'm not one of those writers that just like, you know, has 100 extra songs every album cycle and, you know, it's just about choosing the 10 best or something. You know, we probably work on like maybe a couple or a few more than make the record. And our goal is like, you know, I always say to myself, like, if it's not like my favorite song for at least like a week or so, and I can't let it go, then it won't get brought into the like process of making the record. And so it actually is more just like when something doesn't make it, it feels like, oh, it was so close, but it's not quite there. And it never dies. You know, it's always something that I'm like, there's something there, or someone else feels like there's something there. And yeah, you just keep plugging away at it because you never know. You could always be a melody away, or, you know, it could be just a little thing that takes it to being a big tune.
And I understand that you got one of these songs from an anxiety-ridden walk.
Yeah.
Right. Do you take a lot of walks and does that clear your mind? And talk about the inspiration that comes to you on these walks.
Yeah, well, I have my wife and I have a little miniature schnauzer. So
adorbs.
We have sort of mandatory walks.
Oh, OK.
With the dog. But I think I would do it anyways. But it's just sort of become a part of the day. And yeah, you know, that was a song, like you said, that was, I guess, slated to be on our third record. We just couldn't quite get it right, but it was walking around during COVID times in Philadelphia. And we're here in New York. I was actually here in New York. I started when COVID started, I was living in the Lower East Side. And so it was very similar in Philly. So I know what it was like in New York too. And it was just kind of an anxiety ridden moment in human history. And just every walk was an eerie walk, but it was just a particularly eerie walk one day. And I was just, yeah, sometimes songs just find you at weird times. But I was walking down Pine Street in Philadelphia, and that's where the lyric in that song comes from.
Nice. And I am so excited that you have brought some of your band with you to perform tonight. Do you want to give them a shout out?
Yeah. Sam Cooper and Jackie McLeod will be here playing guitar and keys, respectively.
Let's get into it. Let's get another song.
All right.
Taking her time and moving slow. She's making her way down towards Mexico. She's reading the rose signs and everything spells, let it flow.
Mount Joy, live from City Winery here in New York City. I am Alisa Ali. We've been enjoying some great live songs from Mount Joy's new album, Hope We Have Fun. And yes, it is a very fun album. It is a ton of fun to play on the radio. These songs, your music, this is, you're very good at this, making radio-friendly songs. But I think they're actually even more fun played live. Can you talk a little bit about the recording joy versus the performing joy?
Yeah, I mean, I think the recording joy, there's a lot of joy that comes with feeling like you finally finished a song and that it's in the image that you dreamed it. But then there's nothing quite like feeling it actually react with our audience and people sing along or people, you know, have a homemade t-shirt of the song or something like that. That always kind of, I don't know, makes it all worth it. It feels like you've landed the plane. Because it goes the other way too sometimes when you're so sure that, you know, a song is going to be, you know, a staple or a big tune, and maybe it, some people like it, but it doesn't quite land. So to truly have the songs land, and a lot of them have for this record, it feels really good.
Oh, and you've got a couple guests on this record too. You have Nathaniel Rateliff and you also have Gigi Perez. How did those folks get involved?
Yeah, Nathaniel, we met Nathaniel opening for him and his amazing band in Vancouver years ago. And he's just the kind of guy that, you know, we were the opener, and I think you can always kind of tell the quality of human when you're opening, because it's like he burst into our green room and went out of his way to say hello and introduce himself, and not just introduce himself, but, you know, we became friends. It felt like, you know, it was like got a good chat, and this band was very gracious and kind to us, and so we met him that way and then just kept in touch. And, you know, we played a couple other shows with him, and then when it was time to make the record, felt like we had a song that would be great to finish with him, and this is the tune that came out of that. So cool to work with him. He's kind of a hero of mine, and as a songwriter, and just what he's been able to do with his career. And so that was really, really great. Learned a lot from him. And then Gigi, it was my first ever, like, got invited to like a writing camp kind of thing, and in upstate New York. And there were a lot of really great artists there. And I honestly thought I'd never done it before. I thought we were like writing for like Rihanna or something like that. You know, like I didn't know that it was going to be a possibility to make a Mountjoy song there. And the first thing I did was sat in a room with Gigi Perez, Rob Bissell, an artist called Joe P. He's amazing. I'm trying to make sure I don't leave anybody out. But I think that was this guy, Lance, who engineered the track, who's done some amazing, has some amazing credits. Anyway, it's just a great room. And we were just like, I think the directive was like, let's just make a song, not for anybody. It's just, let's just make a song. It was like the first thing that we were doing. And this is the song that we made. I had, you know, no prior knowledge of Gigi. At the time, she had a huge song, but I'm so out of the loop that, like, I was just like, wow, this girl's so talented. You know, it was so fun to work with her. But, you know, I quickly, like, went back to my, you know, room afterwards and was like, oh my God, she's got, like, a massive song.
She's a big deal.
And this, yeah. So fortunate to be in a room with her. And, you know, it was one of those things where I feel like it really was a collaboration. And I just assumed we were making it for somebody else. And then as time went on, it became clear that it could be a Mountjoy song. So it was like, oh my God, I would love that. And yeah, we brought the rest of the band in. They kind of made it more of a Mountjoy song. And it's such a cool song for us. It's a cool story. Like, there, you know, there are other little snippets in there. Amelia from Sylvanesso is one of the voices in the background going, making yeah sounds. So I just, it gives me good memories of, you know, a fun time making friends and making music, which is why I do it. So.
That's amazing. And I want to talk really quickly about the song Lucy, which we've been playing a lot on the radio. It's such a cool song, and it was inspired by a friend of the band's who actually was diagnosed with multiple brain tumors. And you got a chance to raise some money for the American Tumor Association, which is very cool. It must feel really satisfying, right, to be able to use your platform to be able to make an impact like that. I mean, that's like a whole different level. I mean, not only are you reaching people through your songs who have struggles and can identify with these kinds of struggles, but you're actually raising money to help stop this.
Yeah. I mean, we're
very humble.
You know, we're super lucky to be in the position we are. Like, we know that. And I think further than that, like, we're lucky to be able to be involved in stuff like this, where we, you know, we hear from so many people after making a song like this who are going through something similar or have gone through something similar. We've had opportunities to visit hospitals and be inspired by just the courage, you know, like the real human courage that comes when people are facing things like these, and see like the love from families and friends who, you know, rally around people in situations like this. And, like, you know, at a time when I think there's a lot to question about humanity, you get to see the best of it. And we're so lucky for that. And so, yeah, obviously raising money is just a small I guess, token of our appreciation for getting to be involved in like such a sort of beautiful aspect of the world.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. And it must be such an interesting balancing act between creativity and fact when you're writing about actual people.
Yeah, you know, like sometimes like in this situation, sometimes it's like the less you know, the better. You know, I was told of, you know, the story around the song Lucy. And obviously, when I was told by a band member of the situation, and I was like, oh my God, that's terrible. And you feel this sort of like, yeah, I guess just rush of emotions. And for me, it's like, I've always turned that into songs, or at least that's like my first inclination. And yeah, I only knew a little bit, right? And something about that allows you to really like create a story and grow a song. So I feel like sometimes it's about being in the right position of the story, you know, like not so close to it maybe that you're too crushed to make something. It feels I don't know exactly what I'm saying, but I feel like I was just in the right position to feel things and be able to sort of get them out into a song at that time. So yeah, I don't know, I hard to say I feel lucky for that or something, but as a writer I think you're always like having your antenna up for things that sort of distill what's important. Obviously that was something that hit.
Yeah. Well, it really resonates with a lot of people and we love the song. And I do believe you're going to play it for us. Matt, thank you so much and congratulations on this new record. We are going to be playing it a lot as we have already been. There's so many great songs on here. I mean, I feel like it's just all singles.
Oh, well, thank you guys. Thank you for all your support.
I'm very impressed with the record. Congratulations. And thank you again for doing this show for us.
Of course.
Matt Quinn of Mount Joy on WFUV.
You want
That was Matt Quinn of Mount Joy backstage at City Winery in New York City, and live songs featuring Matt, Sam, and Jackie from the band. A big thank you to Matt, his bandmates, Futures Music Group, and C3 Management. Thanks to the entire team at City Winery as well. The music you heard in this episode was recorded, mixed, and mastered by Jim O'Hara. Our FUV live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Megan Suma produced this session and is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV live sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. Please rate and review the show if you like what you hear so other music lovers can find it. You can also catch audio and video of FUV live sessions on WFUV.org. FUV live sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Alisa Ali.